Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Let us reason about something majestic. Many of us have heard the Hallelujah Chorus by Handel, and I'm not going to school you on the details of this great piece of music, but I want to share something with you that is going to figure prominently in our talk today. As we were fast approaching the recent Easter season, I found myself listening to some Easter music, and one of those songs was the Hallelujah Chorus. This is big music, man, grand and majestic. It is music that evokes strong emotions. But as I was listening to something that I have heard probably 1,000 times before, a mild exaggeration, there was one segment that grabbed my attention. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Hold on. Say that once more. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. It was right there in the song when it was first written and performed back in 1741, but I noticed that segment seriously, and I stopped and paid attention several weeks ago. So let us talk about that today. First of all, if you listen to the whole piece of music, you realize that it is like a prelude to the grand coronation. It is launching the celebration of something that is to come, a grand event that we are all racing towards. If there is a kingdom, there is a king, right? So how far back can we trace this? Let us start at Genesis 49 and verse 10. Here we find Jacob blessing all his 12 sons just before he died. And this is what he said when he got to son number 4. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he to whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nations shall be his. I hope you didn't miss the mention of a scepter and something about the ruler's staff, and that will stay in one family, Judah's family, until the real king comes. Who is this king to come, and what does it mean that the obedience of the nations shall be his? Hold your thoughts. Then let us jump over to Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. And I ask you once again, pay attention to the parts that I will emphasize. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will rule on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Now, let us stop and sort some things out. Jacob prophesied about some royal business in the line of Judah, son number 4. Well, nearly 1,000 years later, a prophet named Isaiah talked about a boy child who is to be born, but notice he said something about this child will reign on David's throne. That is interesting because David was from the tribe of Judah. Coincidence? I don't think so. But notice this time, the prophet said that this child who will reign on David's throne will reign forever. Something crazy is going on, right? Well, let's see. Fast forward to nearly 700 years after Isaiah wrote what we just read, and there is a strange event that happened in a town in Judea called Nazareth. A virgin named Mary had an unexpected visit from a high-ranking angel, Gabriel, who told her that she had found favor with God. I can take that. But listen to the rest. He told her that she was going to conceive and give birth to a son, and she shall call him Jesus. Now, this is the exciting piece I want us to listen to. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Who was the angel talking about? He was talking about the one who shall come from the lineage of Judah, Jacob's fourth son. And back then, they spoke of him as becoming a ruler, a king, and all the nations shall obey him. This is a son that Isaiah said would be born and shall inherit the throne of his father David, and his kingdom shall never end. Now the angel is telling Mary that her son, who shall be called Jesus, shall receive the throne of David, his ancestor, and Jesus's kingdom will never end. Let me hurry on, because you are trying to get me to slow down and we have to get to the end of the matter. All I will say here is something that happened when Jesus went back to heaven and he sat down on the right hand of God the Father. Listen to this piece. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Ephesians 1 verses 19 and 20. Please remember that. We're getting there. We are getting there. The rule has started that Jacob predicted, and what Isaiah spoke about, and what the angel Gabriel told Mary. So what's next? This is the big day. In Revelation 11 and verse 15, we read of something grand and awesome and powerful and gigantic and majestic. And then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Where have we heard that before? Notice that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Didn't Jacob talk about the obedience of all the nations that it shall be his? Well, when the reign started, when Jesus returned to glory, that was the last track. And it is only a matter of time that all the powers of this earth, superpowers, monarchies, and big powerful nations, all of them will yield to the rule of Jesus. All the kingdoms on planet Earth will bow before Jesus. And can I wrap up by borrowing a line from the Hallelujah chorus? And that line was borrowed from Revelation 19. King of kings forever and ever, and Lord of lords forever and ever. That is it. Jacob's descendant, David's descendant, Mary's son, Jesus, will be finally declared King of kings and Lord of lords, and he shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah! The absolutely last thing I want to say to you today as I wrap this up is this. You get a chance to be at that grand event if you accept Jesus as your Savior while you are still alive. Like right now is the best time to do so.